We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, March 2nd. Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky, arcs across the southwest on March night. It's low in the south at nightfall and wheels westward later on. Not only is it especially bright, it's also especially twinkly. It shifts from blue to red to white in the blink of an eye. Sirius is visible from most of Earth's surface, all but the high Arctic. But the second brightest star has a more limited range. Canopus is a stunner from the southern hemisphere, but it's tough to see from the United States. You have to be south of about San Diego or Dallas to find it. And even then, it never climbs more than a few degrees above the horizon. Canopus itself is much more impressive than Sirius. It's far larger and more massive, and thousands of times brighter. But it's also 300 light-years farther, so it can't quite match Sirius's luster. Canopus is at the end of its prime phase of life, so it's quite puffy. If it took the sun's place in our own solar system, it would extend all the way out to Mercury. But no one is quite sure whether it's getting even bigger or if it's starting to deflate after going through a puffier phase. Either way, Canopus will continue to shine brightly in Earth's night sky, even if not everyone can see it. If you're far enough south, look for Canopus just above the southern horizon as night falls. The star is due south about 8 p.m., almost directly below Sirius. More about Canopus tomorrow. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.